Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Tongue gets twisted, other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Perfect.
Other days, you're just surviving. A very good evening and welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and I'm here to keep you company from now up until 2100 hours. So no worries, I will not be going anywhere. I'll be just right here. So I hope you're doing well. It's the 14th of February, 2026. And yes, it's what they call Valentine's Day. Okay. Maybe for those who have people to give them gifts. But anyway, yeah. So it's the 14th of February and yes, it's a Saturday. Interestingly, this year, the 14th of February is a Saturday. Oh my word. Can you imagine? It is only now that it dawns on me that it's my father's birthday today. Ooh, he will not think it's a joke, but I will call him definitely after this. How did I miss that? I don't know. Hey? But yeah, it's because everyone else is talking about love and flowers and roses and gifts and goats and cows and everything. Probably that's the reason. But nonetheless, welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. That is, of course, Eagle FM, the show where we keep you well engaged, well informed, and give you conversations that are not mere conversations, you know. It's conversations that get the ball rolling and get us thinking about life, about the situations of life, about where we're heading. Yeah, a reflection. You know, sometimes I see posters by my colleagues and I'm just like, man, honestly, I must say, thumbs up to Eagle FM. And I'm not saying that because this is the radio station that I play for, but because honestly, you know, because you can be on a particular team and you can see that your team is not doing so good, but truly, I might say thumbs up to my colleagues right there giving a very beautiful, insightful conversations when it comes to weekends. You know, they really go out there, and when it comes to during the week, they teach you, political, economical, whatever, everything in between, just what we need to know. And honestly, I'm very grateful for this radio station. And then, and it's, I believe this conversation is coming up, or this thought is coming up right at the appropriate time. Why? Yesterday, which was the 13th of February, it is recognized as World Radio Day. And I trust that it is a day to pause and reflect and recognize those in the radio fraternity. Now, it is, of course, against this beloved background that I decided that I would like to reflect on my journey as a radio presenter and journalist. I've had some people ask me, you know, especially those ones close to me or former students or for former colleagues from school or perhaps lecturers. I just meet people like, Happy, how did you end up working on the radio? And I'm like, it's a beautiful, interesting story to tell. Yeah. But yeah, it requires really sitting down and me explaining my story. So now today, that's what I want to reflect on. I was actually looking at one of my videos that I uploaded on my WhatsApp status. And I was like, you know what? Let me talk about my journey being on radio. Yeah. Now the interesting part is that it starts way back in the past. Okay. Way back when I was, in my very early teen years, I was 19 years old at the time, coming from university, having failed, my first science course. And, I needed to look for a job. And I needed to look for a job because my mom was ill. And of course I was, the illness sounded like as if she was going to die. Or maybe my mother just wanted to make it, to scare me even the more so I can be more serious with school. But it's not that I wasn't serious with school. It's that I wasn't feeling the course that I was doing. So then it so happens that I decided, you know what? If my mom dies, I'm going to struggle. Who's going to help me financially? So I decided I'm going to look for a job. I was 19 years old and I went to look for a job as as a waitress, and I got the job in a particular restaurant, very big restaurant that time. I'm not sure if it really is still doing so good like that as it was doing so great. It was known for tourists. Tourists loved that restaurant. So I was meeting a lot of people, and people used to give me compliments and say, "Your accent, are you from Namibia? Are you from another African country perhaps?" I'm like, "No, I'm fully Namibian." And because I looked... excuse me. And because I looked so young and petite, and my face, my gifts of that very young face, they're like, "Why are you not in school?" And in school, they were referring to not university, but rather to high school. And I'm like, "I'm done with school," like long time ago. So yeah. Now, there was a particular manager that we were working with, and one day he handed me a file, a black file. I still have that file. I think I've, you know, mentioned this once in a while here. So he handed me a black file, and it had information about Radio Wave. Yeah. And then he said he was working at Radio Wave at that time. And he said, "Happy, you need to go read this and then go to Radio Wave." I don't know whether he had told them that Happy would be coming or something like that. And so I took it. It was a file filled with so many of those papers. And then I went to read it, but I didn't read it intensely as I probably should have. And then I told a friend of mine that, "Hey, you know what? You know, our manager just gave me this file, and he said I should go to the radio, this particular radio." She laughed it off. She's like, "You working in the radio? Please go, you know." And guess what? That is how the dream died. I didn't see it in me that I had it to speak on radio. When you hear people say, "You have the radio voice," or, you know, something like that. In fact, when I came here, I was like, what do you mean a person has a radio voice? But until I came to meet some people and hear their voices speak on radio, I'm like, you have a radio voice. Anyway, so then that's how it was completely shut down. Just that one, what could I say, joke or sort of like discouragement from a friend. I did not go. Now, about 10, close to, yeah, I can almost say 10 years later, right? Is it exactly 10? Yeah, roughly 10 years later, when I was doing my paramedic course at the Namibia University of Science and Technology. And as you know, I don't wear trousers. Okay. So when I enrolled for this particular course, of course, I enrolled with everything that came with it. And then 2 years into the course, because it's a 3-year course, right? 3 years into the course, I passed my first year so very well. I was a very brilliant student. I still am a brilliant, student or brilliant person. Let me put it like that. But yeah, I was very brilliant with books, even from high school. Yeah. So now, interestingly, when I passed my first year, really well. I got distinctions here and there. And, this is medics, right? And I really loved it. I love everything health. Trust me. I love everything health, and especially doing paramedics. I never wanted to be a nurse, and I never wanted to be a doctor. So I just wanted to be in between. I wanted to be a qualified paramedic who comes on the scene. And, I like that adrenaline when I come on the scene, and, God forbid, of course, there's an accident. That's why paramedics they have to be there, you know, in events for such eventualities. And then perhaps I noticed that this particular patient needs some adrenaline and some CPR, and yeah, maybe needs to be intubated. That's what paramedics do, especially advanced life care support, the ones that went up to degree program. They can intubate a patient, something that nurses cannot do, but doctors can do. So the nice thing about being a paramedic is that you are literally in between, sort of. There are certain things that you can do that nurses cannot do, but there are also certain things that nurses do that you can't do, but there are certain things that doctors do that you can do. And intubation is one of them, you know. And for a paramedic, it's not like a doctor where the setting is perfect. You know, you are in a theater, the lights are there, the environment is being kept sterile, everything is being properly aligned. Here, you could be intubating a patient while they are in the car, and maybe the firefighters are using the jaw of life to actually break or get extract disappearing, to actually remove the person from the car while you, the medic, are actually busy attending to them. And then on the other hand, also you could be intubating a patient while in an ambulance, that is a moving ambulance, or you could be intubating a patient while they are on the ground. Send this everywhere, but of course you try to keep it as sterile as possible. And for some paramedics, they are very successful. They do that. They get it right. And I must give credit to NAST. The NAST paramedics are really on par, because the lecturers that are there, they worked at they got trained at in South Africa, and South Africa's one is really out there. It's really on par. So yeah, that's a short history of what the course that I was doing. And so then in my second year, I passed all my modules except one major module. Unfortunately, I missed it with just 2%. Now, one of the reasons I want to think, I don't really want to think it's one of the reasons, but yeah. Now, unfortunately, I was also expecting my daughter. Now, remember, I already had two boys, and the two boys, were in the north with my mom at the time. And so, I was going to school. Husband and I were focusing on me going to school. And interestingly, I had a bursary, which was really good. So I was going to school. And in my second year, somewhere around in October, because remember, this course is quite demanding. Monday to Thursday, you're going to school. Weekends, sort of like from Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday, you're going to schedules. You're going to work at the hospital, or you're going to work at different ambulances here in the capital city. And that kind of stuff. So it was quite demanding. It took up a lot of my time, and it was a sacrifice that I was really willing to do, or I really invested myself into, because I had the passion for it. Although, looking back, I actually just wanted to finish my course and work for a particular company, and yeah, and get on the radio. No, not on the radio. I'm not being distracted. And get behind the scenes, you know. Walk on the road for maybe like 3 years or so. And then get behind the scenes, like being somebody who now makes the decisions, or, you know, as much as there are people out there, like on the field, there should always be administrators who are then, sort of giving advice or directives or admin work that needs going. That was really my desire. But yeah, let me pause right here for now and take a commercial break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe njife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. All right, let's get back into my story about actually finally landing my feet in the radio world. Yeah, so fast forward, October. I left off in October, in my second year. In our closing off is literally November. By November, early November, we should be done, with school for that academic year, probably assessments, you know, something. Was it October or September? Somewhere there. And I realized, oh my word, I'm pregnant. I'm expecting. And I was devastated. Yes, even though I was married. I was still devastated. Why? I felt like this child is coming at the time when I did not want them. I didn't want this particular child now. Why? I'm focusing on my school. This is not the time for a baby. And no, I having already two boys, and I understood the reality that comes with children. And you know what's funny? Interestingly, I was taking a walk the other day, and I thought about it. And my colleague Francina today on Social Times, I think, spoke about pregnancy. You know, society thinks that it is only single women who don't want to fall pregnant. No. It is pregnant women. It is married women also. For some, they have already a lot of kids and they don't want more. For some, they are probably going through marital agony and marital distress. So they don't want to be burdened. For some, the husband is not working. She's the only one who's working. And so that means another baby to feed with the little that we have. And for others, maybe there's an illness. Maybe the spouse is an ill person in and out of hospital, or she already has some medical problems and that kind of stuff. Yet now here comes the baby. And for others, like for me, in my case, I was pursuing a career which required me to concentrate. And my mind was, I need to go to school and graduate and get a good job, because the job that I was going to get after this particular course and the salary that comes with it. In fact, I was thinking, what am I going to do with all this money, like in one month, like, you know? So, yeah. Nonetheless, moving forward, I was expecting, and I remember a colleague of mine was like, then why don't you use, what do you call it, morning after pill? And I was like, no. I made a covenant with God that, you know what, I'm not gonna use anything if peradventure by any chance I do fall pregnant, even though I had been praying, Lord, I don't wanna fall pregnant. And da, 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 da. Anyway, so it was just something that was really unexpected. I was in disbelief for a few weeks, but I kind of just knew, man. And I knew from that very day that, you know what, I think. And my husband, on the other hand, he was, I think, surprised, but he was quite happy. Unlike me, who was a little bit devastated. So nonetheless, I actually knew that I was going to fail a particular module. So as much as I passed everything else really well, there was this particular major module that I failed, you know. And so I couldn't graduate that second year to graduate as a diploma, because it's a 3-year degree, which also has a 2-year diploma exit. You can exit with a diploma. So unfortunately, I couldn't, and I needed to come back this next year. Now, while I was in that time of, between the time of coming back and next year, you know what? Let me not skip this part. There was a time when I knew that I was going to fail. I came back, from school, and I was so devastated. I cried my lungs out because I know I was going to fail, and I'm going to fail the particular module. Like I just knew there was a particular assessment that I didn't do well in the beginning of the year, you know, it was gonna catch up with everything. And you know what? I came home that day. Luckily, my spouse at that time knocked off early. I don't know what it was, just uncommon that he happened to come early, you know. I believe God just orchestrated it, because I went home and I cried. I remember we had bought this a white mat. I cried on that mat. I wanted the ground to open up and swallow me. Why? I did not want to fail. And you all, I have a phobia for failure, especially when it comes to school work that I know that I can put my effort in it. I would rather spend time preparing for a particular thing that I have to do than to go there and fail and it becomes devastating to me. But then again, also remember, it's a sacrifice I had made. I sent my two boys at the north, and now focusing on school, and now all of a sudden I'm gonna repeat a year. Oh my God, it was devastating. So luckily, yeah, he was around and he consoled me, but I cried. I remember it got to a point where he really had to say, okay, you need to calm down now, because the neighbor's going to think I'm doing something to you. Nonetheless, Fast forward, we move from that. I decided, you know what? I think someone gave advice to say, you can look for a job. I said, who's going to hire me with a belly? Now, you know what? At this point, I just want to be a housewife. Bring my kids from the north. Let me housewife my children. Let me, you know, be a housewife and take care of my children. And that's what happened. My boys came and there I was. We were just, taking care of the kids. I was staying home and yeah, it was nice. I've always loved it. Now, knowing me, I'm a family orientated person. If I could be a housewife for life, you know what? I would grab that opportunity. But then let me be a housewife and still have opportunity to come on the radio. Now that I've actually, known what radio is all about and the joy and I think everything that comes with it, the opportunity to be able to speak to the masses, to speak to others, speak about your ideas and your opinions and your factual things as well, and what you think about certain situations in the society. You know, having to just have a say, you know, having a platform to say something, I think that's something very significant, and we ought to not take for granted, but rather really appreciate. But nonetheless, we do have a scheduled commercial break coming up. Let's pause right here. I'll be back to continue this interesting story. Stay tuned. We're getting somewhere.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Oh yeah, welcome back. Now, of course, in that moment while I was home, and I think the journey actually started before just completely being home. We moved to a particular place where there was free Wi-Fi, so I could literally use it for. And I think this, I attribute this to one of the reasons maybe why I didn't do also so well, maybe because I was occupied also with other things. I don't know. I just really just don't know. But nonetheless, I would watch certain videos, and I was became more interested in more Christian videos. And I came across this particular lady who was talking about women not wearing, shouldn't wear trousers and makeup and head coverings and all that kind of stuff. And the thing about interestingly, from my husband's church that time, that's what they used to say, and I was like, please no, maybe that's the doctrine of your church. Now, until she started explaining with scriptures, I then was like, because I'm that person, you can't just convince me by saying pastor said no. Pastor can also make a mistake, so I would want to know for myself, where does it say in the Bible, where is in the scripture. So I was convicted and I changed my wardrobe completely. Now remember, the paramedic course requires me wearing uniform of a trouser. So lo and behold, I came to my lecturers and asked them, you know what, my religious beliefs have changed. Allow me to wear my a combat skirt and finish the only module left. And yeah, so it became a serious thing that we, it became a battle now. Some on top, like the vice chancellor was for it. And, but before I got even to the vice chancellor, it's a long story. That particular one is a long story. The dean of students was on my side to say, you know what, allow her to finish. And some of them were like, no, she won't be employed, blah, blah, blah. Who's going to employ her with a paramedic skirt? And I'm like, well, this university produced a lot of students that actually went abroad and to be in the UK, to be specific. And over there, they allow paramedics to, for those who don't want to wear trousers, to wear long combat skirts. So who knows? Maybe I'm going to go there. And then the dean was also like, you know what? Let's cross that bridge when we get there. I'll just allow her to finish. But oh well, there were some people who were really, let me just say it, hard-headed. And I would want to say very old-fashioned, because you know how the Constitution of Namibia actually say that everybody has a right to their religious beliefs and to practice it, right? So nope, it was a battle back and forth, and that went on for some time and some years. I reached out to so many different people to no avail. And I remember this other time we needed to do evangelism, And so we were like, you know what? We also need to do evangelism through the media. And so that's how I remember it was with a sister of mine, and we went, and I went from different media houses. And no, before that, we decided, you know what? Let's do a march. Let's march about it to see. But there's a group of particular women whom institutions don't want to allow them to practice their religious beliefs, you know, allow us to wear our skirts. And even we had some Christian sisters who were working in the law enforcement field and or law enforcement area or whatever. And they too were denied access to that. And so we did a march to parliament and handed over a petition. Now, in the process of that, I had called different media houses to say, can you come and cover our event and stuff like that? Eagle FM was one of them that I reached out to. Sun, is it the Namibian Sun newspaper? Was also one of them I reached out to. As if I'm losing a part of some of the history now. So then actually that particular march, as I reached out to Eagle FM as well, because I remember listening to Eagle FM and I had this advertisement, we cover events, church events and that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, hold on. I'm going to call you guys. And then, I remember I was dealing with Tate Franz Sinengela. Hey, you okay? And I remember he said, when I called him on the day of the event, he sincerely apologized. I said, you know what? I'm so sorry. I forgot about your event. But you know what? Let me make it up to you. Come in studio. When so. I remember we scheduled for Saturday and we'll discuss it in this, have a thorough discussion about it. And I felt like that was a bonus, a really good idea because, you know, covering it just right then, it's going to be something small, but we needed also to explain our side of the story. So that's what happened. It was covered, for news. And then I remember now we came for the interview with, Tate Franz Sinengela. And at that point also, I didn't know that the man is blind. I didn't. Like, we were in studio. It was, we three youths at that time. We were in studio and, a brother and a sister also from church. The three of us, and he was questioning and interviewing us. And I came so well prepared, you all. I mean, I'm going to be on radio. This is something that I'm going to say that is going to be there always sort of to say, and it's going to reach a lot of people. So I need to be really well prepared. And I admired how he was doing everything that he was doing behind the scenes now. And it's only, I think, an hour into the show that we later realized, wait, the man is blind. And I was very impressed, like, wow, how is he doing it? But nonetheless, after the show, I remember saying to him, excuse me, sir, I would also love to work on the radio. You know, I just would want, and I think he said, I don't remember so per se, but he was like, okay. And it seems like he kept my number, right? So a year later, exactly a year after that interview, I reached out to him again and I called him and I said, we would like to come and do some sort of evangelism at your radio station. And he was like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, we want to talk about false prophets. He just wasn't listening, interested in that particular. And it's as if he was not even hearing what I was telling him, because it was becoming a rampant situation, false prophets and the way, they were deceiving people with anointing oil, holy water and, stickers for protection and all that kind of stuff. We're not going to get into that, today. Maybe another time. So now, as we were having that conversation telephonically, he just jumped and he said, would you still like to work on the radio? I'm like, of course. He's like, on a volunteer basis. And I'm like, yes, I would definitely, because you know, you're starting off just fresh. You have no experience whatsoever. You're starting off fresh, you know, like, and I'm like, of course. And yeah, that's what happened. And December. it was December that I started off with life lessons. And if you all know, Kanjengo Kankwanyuka was really the person that showed me, okay, you switch on this mic, you do this, and this is where you press for receiving callers. And this is literally, you know, it was, and let me tell you something about Eagle FM, you all. And from what I've come to realize, a lot of journalists out there, they have been trained from Eagle FM. They've been at Eagle FM. They've learned, you know, they pass through here, at least most of the ones that I know. So the one thing about Eagle FM, they literally, and this is something I appreciate, they just put you out there, learn on the job, because if they baby you, you will never really learn. And I'm so grateful for how they really, you know, put us out there. Training is not the right word. I got the guidance that I needed with somebody there next to me and like, do your thing, you know? And the nice thing is that they are so patient with you to learn, and I mean, to make the mistakes, because, you know, when you start out off, you'll be like, and you know, sort of like that until we finally got there. And now there's a particular friend also all the way from Nigeria. He really played his part. This particular friend of mine, really played his part in helping me, training me on radio, because he was listening to Eagle FM via the app. Okay. Via the app, and he was guiding me. He would really say, Mami Juju, don't panic. Don't panic. You know, you're panicking. Calm down. You're doing well. You know, I was encouraging. You're doing well. Keep on going. Do this. That, you know, like that. Right. While I'm on air, he's busy texting and stuff like that. And I really appreciate that. So interestingly, I picked up and life lessons was born, y'all. And that is how I just loved the show. I was given the platform. I came into, I don't want to skip this one because I want to correlate them to the first story of the trouser story. Now coming here, at Eagle FM, there was no discrimination whatsoever. I'm telling you. And that's something that really makes me so comfortable, makes me so happy and so joyful. And I always had this belief that whatever job I'm going to get out there, for the mere fact that I've received some persecution regarding, school and trouser and my faith and all that, I always believed that the job that I'm going to get, the Lord will not allow that same thing to repeat itself. And really, here I was embraced for who I was. I was accepted for who I was. You know, I come up here, wearing my long dresses. If I decide I'm going to have my natural hair that particular day, so be it. If I'm going to put on a head covering, so be it. You know, there's nobody who is, making me feel small or making me feel unworthy to be here. If anything, you are really respected and appreciated for the person that you are, you know, and I appreciate that. It's not something that I take for granted and at all. And I would want to really point it out and say, Eagle FM is very accommodative. You know, it's very, very accommodative. I don't know about, outside radios, but this is the only radio station that I think I know, where a blind man works. And that on its own is no small thing, you know, and the fact that I was really just accepted with my faith, you know, accepted with my dressing, accepted it, but it's radio anyway. But yeah, it all just comes to play. And you know, when you're in an environment where you are given the platform to be yourself, I'm telling you, you thrive the more because you're not worried about the other things. You thrive even the more because you are given the platform to be yourself. And this is a message that I would want to send out to employers out there. When you're constantly on your employee's neck, you know, pressing them down, you make them doubt their capability and they are not able to thrive. But when you allow your employees to grow wings and to fly, they tend to do really well and to fly, you know, beyond what even they thought they were capable to do, you know? So give your employees the time. Of course, they will make mistakes, but we learn through our mistakes. So give them that opportunity to fly. Give them that opportunity to make the mistakes, that they're gonna make, but then they will learn from them, you know? Guide them. I'm not saying don't scold them for the wrong things that they do, but, you know, but treat them as adults. Treat them as people that are employees, you know? And don't be harsh. You know, so it's something that I really appreciate. I was given the platform and, to be myself, you understand? And the beautiful thing is I was given an opportunity to bring my creativity, to the surface, you understand? With the show, I was given that opportunity to bring, I'm allowed to birth an episode, you know? So in other words, apart from being a journalist and a radio presenter, I can almost say, hey, hold on, I'm a producer too. So yeah, so I'm given that opportunity to birth the episode that I'm going to cover on Life Lessons next week, Saturday. The guest I'm going to, of course, it does pass through, scrutiny. It does get scrutinized by the supervisor, by the editor, you know, by the team involved, because, you know, that's how posters come out and everything. But the point is you are allowed to bring your ideas. If I decide that I want to call up the CEO of the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund of Namibia, I'm not going to be told, no, we don't like, you know, we don't like the fund, so you can't interview them. You know, if I decide, let's catch up with, former CEO of DBN, you know, or let's probably talk to, Mr. Sam of Namra, or perhaps let's talk to a farmer. Let's see how they're making it within, you know, the field of farming, or let's talk to a street vendor. Interview them about their business and how they thrive, you know? I'm given that platform to really just do that, you understand? Without any restrictions. And I really, 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 really want to appreciate God for Eagle FM. Sincerely, I say that from the bottom of my heart. So yeah. So coming here, I now had to grow, and I did grow. I did grow because I can see that there's a difference between how I started off and how I am at this particular point in time. So it was reaching out, to people, because I had this mindset, or I have this idea that, hey, hold on. Namibia is filled with so many people. I can't sit and say, there are no people I can interview on particular angles. And the show Life Lessons is intended to be a lesson that we can learn from a particular person. So whether it's from an executive director or from an entrepreneur or from a farmer, from somebody who, or from, what do you call it now? That title now, it's not coming. Yeah, from anybody, from whoever, you know, it became a thing of meeting people and reaching out to them and asking them, wait, would you like to tell your story and encourage the next person out there? And interestingly, a lot of people are not reluctant. They are actually forthcoming. So like, of course, I would love to. Which radio station is it at the moment? You say Eagle FM. They're like, oh yes, that's one of the radio station that is still really, somewhat, is it the word ethical or unbiased out there? So yes, most definitely. And that on its own, when you're working for a particular company or for a particular brand that is really respected in the society, respected in the community, it gives you that comfort and that freedom. It helps for people to easily align and say, of course, why not? I would love to be, you know? So that's the beautiful thing about it, that I could bring certain ideas in my mind to life through this huge platform, which can be listened to even in the diaspora right here, in the land of the brave. And I mean, talk about a friends in Nigeria, friends in Botswana, following, you know, listening to me on radio. And specifically because, yeah, our friend is on radio and would love her to do good and would love to support her. So yeah. So really, it's been an interesting journey. It has been a wonderful journey, growing and learning and seeing how I could perhaps bring that encouragement to life and live up to the purpose of life lessons, you know. So I feel like life lessons became a part of me, a part of who I am. It became a source of motivation for myself as well. Because when you have, for instance, I reflect on the deputy, the former deputy of Minister of Higher Education, Natalia Guagasses, and when she was talking to us about, how she was pursuing her PhD at the age of 58 at the time, about to become 60, or was it 59? It was just, it's, you get that first hand encouragement from them, and it's something worth really, applauding for, you know. It's something really worth being grateful for. You afforded that opportunity, and also to meet people, y'all. I don't want to leave that aspect out. You meet people. I got to meet people that I never thought I will meet. I got to shake hands of people whom I never dreamt. I would see them on television, of course. I would hear about them. I'll hear about the CEO of what so company. I would hear about, you know, the commission. I'll hear about, you know, stuff like that. But this platform, you know, this brand gave me that opportunity to meet those people. And the nice thing about myself, let me give this away. Coming into the field, I didn't know people. I didn't know, I could be talking to a CEO and I don't know you're a CEO. And I think that was not, I think that really worked in my favor. Why? Then we just have a normal conversation. I'm somebody who really gets along with almost everyone, you know. I can have a normal conversation with a particular person. And you know, when you're talking to somebody whom you don't know that they are the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations or whatsoever, you tend to just have a normal conversation. As however, good looking in their suits they are. And thank God I'm very oblivious to certain things. I don't know which is an expensive suit. I don't know, names of, you know, so I can't, I won't tell that, okay, this is an expensive suit. This is somebody who has a lot of money. This is what. So yeah, so that worked in my favor. So I would really treat people the same, regardless of whether you look, like you are expensive. I don't even know that. I don't even know how people look rich and look average. And yeah, I don't know that thing, you know, so I will literally treat everyone the same, speak to them in a very, yeah, just normal. Interestingly, I tell you a funny story. One time we were at the Development Bank of Namibia and, I was having a conversation with a particular gentleman. It was a quite interesting conversation. I can't remember what exactly we were talking about, but I must say it was very interesting. I was giving my input on something and he was contributing as well. And we're with other people, right there at that particular event. And that's how we said, did we even say goodbye? No, we went to sit inside and, the event went on and I never got to see that gentleman again. But nonetheless, I reflected on, that's quite an interesting conversation. You know, when you have a conversation with someone and you realize, oh, this person has wisdom, has knowledge, is intelligent. So fast forward one time when there was another event I remember, at NSFAF that I went to attend. That was probably a year after. And, I remember this gentleman, there was this particular gentleman and I saw him but we didn't engage, we didn't talk, nothing like that. So fast forward some months later, the Minister of Justice, Labor Relations and Justice, I looked for his number because I wanted to interview him on something. So I called him up and I was like, hi sir, this is Happy Juju from Eagle FM. And he said, I know you. And I'm like, no, you don't know me. Like, how could you know me? I'm just coming into the media world now. So you don't know me. I'm literally debating with this man that no, you can't know me. Like, there's no way. And then he's like, no, I know you. And I'm like, oh, wait, I saw you at, the launch of the online application of NSFARF, the other year, right? And it's like, yes, but apart from that, I know you. I'm like, say, you don't know me. Maybe you're just mistaken. You don't know me. And then wait, hold. I don't know what made me think. And I was like, wait, was it you that we're having a conversation at the Development Bank of Namibia? Was it you? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, oh my word, what a small world. You see? So, and he actually said, I have your number. I have your name. Like your name is registered here. And I'm like, but how did that happen? So really, that's one of the particular, events really that stand out that make me appreciate that thing of treating everyone the same. Who would have thought that the person that I was having a conversation with was actually going to be promoted or was going to be appointed to be the minister of justice and labor relations a year after that encounter, you know? And with this, I'm driving the conversation to say, treat people the same. Don't treat people because of financial status, of money, of class, or whatever. Treat people the same, whether the security guard, whether it's a nurse, a doctor, see, oh, I don't discriminate you, or I treat everyone the same. And I think that is why perhaps even people of high ranks get so comfortable to engage with me, you know. They get really comfortable to engage with me on certain conversations. They, you know, I don't have to actually try hard to convince them. You know why? Because I treat them all comfortable, with respect and honor. I would treat the, you know, guy in the parking the same as I would treat the CEO. Why must we differentiate? And if there's anything I don't do is, you know, of course we should give credit of honor where it is due, but that undue, oh, Mr. CEO, oh my goodness, oh, the supervisor, oh no, that annoys some people, especially with high positions. Why? They're used to people treating them like they are gold. Yes, they are human beings and they need to be appreciated, but sometimes they just want to have normal conversation and interesting conversations without a person sort of like responding to them as if they are the grandmaster of I don't know what. So yeah. So that on its own, this is life lessons, is something that I think we should walk away with today, that we should treat all people the same, regardless of race, regardless of social status, regardless of class, regardless of anything. We should treat everyone the same. And so fast forward to life lessons. I was now later, after some couple of months, asked to be the news anchor for On the Radar News Analysis, which was, wow, a learning curve also on its own. And I walked along a colleague who guided me. Of course, we had our differences. And at that time, I was just like, oh my word, am I really ever going to get it right? You know, there were times that one was more challenging than life lessons, because I think speaking, whether it's encouragement or whatever, or something just, you know, it's something that I can flow naturally into, but now having to deal with real hardcore, not that the other one is not hardcore, now having to deal with news, you know, this is something factual. It's not just about your opinion, it's about what the reality of things out there. It's about getting an opinion from analysis from somebody who's in that particular field as well. Like if we're going to talk about pediatric deaths due to malnutrition, then it's only logical that we reach out to a pediatric doctor who gets it and not necessarily your opinion on the matter. So that one was really something. But after some time, and I remember there was a particular day I was in the bathroom and I believe I cried and I said, oh my God, I don't know. I don't think I have it in me to actually do this. Like it seems so demanding. Like, oh my God, am I really smart enough like that? Is my brain, you know, because it required more really. But by God's grace, I'm telling you. I learned from my predecessors. I noticed how they were doing it. The beauty about it is that I would ask questions based on what the person told me. So it was really a conversation that you know, I would, a question will pop it in my mind already as we are having a conversation to say, well, maybe I should ask this next, because, you know, as I'm listening, I want to drive this somewhere. I want to understand myself, you know. I'm not just asking for the audience, but I'm asking for myself as well. I want to understand the root cause of the matter. So how does this happen again? So what would you say now? You as an economist, make me understand. And I remember most times when I would really deal with economists in the very beginning, and especially when I would really deal with what our in-house economists, I would ask, speak in layman terminology, not just for the audience, but for myself as well, because I want to understand what is going on. And that was one of my aims coming into the radio. I didn't want to do like other people, trust you me, I didn't want to be like other people, other radio presenters out there. Not because what they're doing is not right. I wanted something unique, something, you know, that we can attach to happy, to say, yes, this is happy. I wanted to present news in a manner that, a grandmother in the village will understand what I'm talking about, you know, for as long as she understands English, whereby, a doctor can understand the economical language of an economist when they are explaining a particular matter, you know. I wanted a teacher to understand what a political analyst was referring to when they were speaking, if they are speaking about politics between politics in America and I wondered also a student to understand what a trade analyst was saying when they were speaking about tariffs and that kind of stuff, you know. So as much as I wanted the audience to understand myself, I also was in a learning process. So I must almost say that Eagle FM has been to me a university of learning. Truly, it has been a ground of training, a university for me to learn. I tell you, there are things that I learned here that has changed my perspective on certain matters, has shaped my perspective and my understanding of certain matters. I didn't even know what a repo rate was, you know. I didn't know what is that? What, you know, repo rate, lending rate or whatsoever. I, you know, so coming here and meeting colleagues and you're learning one thing from the next person. Oh, I didn't know what working with audition meant, you know. I didn't know what recording an audio was like, and having to polish it up and clean it up and put it together, well together. What was that? So I got that training right here in this particular radio station. And it's something that I'll forever carry. You understand? It's knowledge that has been impacted in me. I now understood how radio works, what happens, what go behind the scenes of radio, behind the voice, behind, this presenter or journalist presenting the news is a team, is another team that may not be live on radio, but they're having their part to play. Is the production team, for instance, you know, that ensure that the audio is clean, that it's well put together, that everything is functioning well, that if I'm struggling with something on the computer, they are just a text away, like, you know, a colleague is just a text away to say, hi Helene, can you fix this and that, or hi Francina, can you fix this and that. But behind that also is an editor who has to edit my work. As much as I bring certain things, certain ideas to life, and I construct them in a particular way, and I write them in a particular way with my nice wording and whatsoever, when it comes back from the editor, I'm like, man, you polished it up so beautifully. So there's more that goes on. And behind that beautiful poster, which has all the words rightly put, grammar rightly aligning, you know, mistakes removed, is also a designer who then designs and crafts it and perhaps puts a background picture that, if I'm talking about health and needles, the And they put just that particular picture to ensure that it comes out, and gives the message and pulls the eyes of the viewer to say, you know what? Maybe I should actually, tune in or, and listen to this interesting conversation. So behind that are the guys who are dealing with the posters. We're talking about Mike. We're talking about Josiah. So we're talking about colleagues that are really, you know, and behind that is somebody else who's also listening and guiding you to say, you're not happy, your mic is distorting, you need to increase the volume. We're talking about, the Simeons. We're talking about, the HD. So we're talking about people who really, it's more than, radio is more than one person, you can hear my voice, but behind this voice, there's a whole team, you know, that comes together. And I so much appreciate this team because we work together. You're given an environment where you can thrive. You know, that this is your job. You do your job and Mike will do his job and Francina will do her job, you know, so it's everything coming together. And I think if anybody can build a company which has, and it goes back to something that I still say, I love what the Minister of ICT said, Amatia Filus, that she wants a system where systems speak to each other. Now it reminds me of, so to say, when you build a company where employees speak to each other, their work complement each other, I'm telling you, then you're building a team. Then you're building something, you know, that's what we call teamwork. When everybody knows exactly what they need to do, what they specialize in, and they do it, and they do it effectively, yeah, then that is what we really call teamwork. And it's wonderful and it's beautiful. So yeah, radio is something that is very fascinating, is something that is really beautiful. It's something that has the power to heal not only the listeners but the presenter themselves. You know, there were times when I came into the studio and I was so down. But then I will leave feeling so rejuvenated and you know, encouraged and motivated and sort of like pushed to grow, pushed to go and be better. And not only that, also it opens up avenues for you, doors for you, whereby people look up to you and they just tend to look up to you and be like, wow, I'm so proud of you. I'm reflecting on where you came from and where you are. And wow, I must say that there has been dramatic changes. And it also, it makes you grow as well because, I mean, you are in front of the people. I mean, as much as it is radio, you of course have to look presentable. Since it's radio, there are days when you're so lazy. Like maybe on a Saturday, you don't really have a guest. You're going to have your own conversation and you just rock up with a long dress and slippers and decide, you know what, let's get the ball rolling. And there are days really like, or when you're presenting news, where you look, you need to look presentable, you know. When you look up the part, you tend to be very comfortable, you know, within your, with even the way you present, because the dress code is aligning with now. I'm now in a mode of professionalism, you know. So not to forget, did I speak about events that I get to attend? Events, people that you get to meet. And those of you in the diaspora, I must say this, right? Right here in the land of the brave, we enjoy a particular peace. And it's my prayer to God that we will continue to enjoy this peace. We enjoy a particular liberty where you can really meet people and freely handshake the Prime Minister's hand without their bodyguard coming to threaten you that don't do that again, where you can engage with the minister and ask them questions and invite them to come and be your guest on the radio. So that's something really worth noting, that sometimes you meet them at events that they're hosting particular events that then you also go. And that was many ways how I was able to meet most of my guests that have been here on Eagle FM. And yeah, so it's an opportunity to meet people. It's an opportunity to engage, and you meet fellow colleagues as well, and you learn one or two things from them, and perhaps they learn one or two things from you. But otherwise, yeah. But one thing I would say, I've learned so much that I've drawn up certain things for myself, you know. I've learned really much, learned from your colleagues, learned from fellow journalists. You learn and you grow sincerely, because every day you are learning. Today you're talking about foot and mouth disease, which normally you wouldn't have understood because you are in the health fraternity, not necessarily into agriculture, perhaps. And you learn different topics on certain things. You understand certain things better. You're like, oh, okay, so this is where we're going. This is how we're doing it. You get to understand that, wow, Ethiopia has one of the greatest aircraft space, and they've gone on to become the next big thing. You grow to learn that, oh, Botswana is known for its diamonds, and of course with the diamonds not so contributing so very well to their GDP anymore because of lab-grown diamonds. Things that you normally wouldn't know, you understand? Big things that you normally wouldn't know, that when you do come on the table and discuss, you're going to add your two cents about it. Oh, you learn about law and the judiciary system and how it is going and how actually what challenges they are having. In the, you hear about a launch of something, you know, you hear about something, hold on, this particular one, I need to really get it right. You hear of investigations that were done, or research, the right word is research that was done in terms of maybe mental health. And now, like for instance, when IUM actually did that, I can't remember specifically how to put it right, but it was research done on mental illness, sort of to say, and the impact and the findings were found, and they did those findings and gave recommendations so that perhaps the government can act on it. But the fact that they went out to do that. So you just learn a lot of stuff really that normally you wouldn't learn. And another interesting thing about media is that you're covering different topics. You not specializing in one particular area. You can specialize, of course, in one particular area, but you're learning different topics. I once wrote on my status that media is the only field that I've come to know that you're expected to know a bit of everything, a bit of something from everything, right? You need to know something about health. You're expected to know something about the judiciary system, the law system. You're expected to know something about economics. You're expected to know something about agriculture. You're expected to know something about, you know, whatever, everything, you, the minimum wage, you're expected to know about so many different things you tend to, and it's not information overload, your all. It's really things that you get to store up in the back of your mind, and you get to know just exactly who to call when you talking about political matters, especially outside the borders of Namibia. It's something just very interesting. So having found my feet in the radio is something that I don't take for granted. And now it reflects back to that particular story I told you in the beginning of a manager who handed me over that file. So now he's so, I looking back, and still when I started off, I reached out to him. I asked him advice, and I remember he told me, you are a radio presenter. You are the host. So don't make it about you. It is about the guest. Ask your questions, and you can give, share something in between, but don't make it about you. Oh, and I don't want to forget you all. I do not want to forget how my listening skills have enhanced greatly because of working on the radio. I was this person, and let me not be ashamed to say it, I was this person who likes to interrupt people when they are talking. I don't know if I still do that, but I pray to God that I have really reduced. Yeah, not because I think what you're saying is irrelevant. I don't know. I would just jump in. You say something interesting, and then I'll jump in to say, oh, this and this and that. And then you will obviously forget what you say. So with radio, I remember when I had one particular conversation, it was with my friend on radio, and my supervisor said, allow your guest to speak. I made it a deliberate point to say, happy, allow your guest to speak. Let let them to shine. It's their platform now to shine. Know when to come in and when not to interject. You know, sometimes you need to allow the guests to speak. If they're going to speak for 5 minutes straight, then so be it. Otherwise, they will forget the point that, but it also depends what show you're hosting. Like, for instance, it might be feasible to allow a guest to speak for 5 minutes straight, 6 minutes, 7 minutes straight. Maybe 7 minutes a lot. You need to also guide them maybe for 6 minutes straight, but it might not be feasible for a news show, which is much more limited and have to get opinion of different people and allow them to speak straight 6 minutes without asking question and interjecting and trying to also, you know, and sometimes you have to guide your guest as well. You have to guide them. You need to learn also to know them that, perhaps the guest is not yet comfortable. Hence, you start off with questions that are making them more comfortable. You just learn how to interact with people. So it's great communication. You are being taught great communication skills. I must say that. And one of them really is the listening aspect. I became somebody who really listened, allow their guests to speak and allow them to share their points, you know, and also another thing I was told, you don't have to agree with your guests about everything. Of course, there are certain things that they will say that you completely are in total agreement. There are also certain things that they will say that you are completely in a way of fairness. You learn, you'll be like, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's also all about being honest and not being pretentious. Oh, and another thing that I came to realize, you know, sometimes when I would go, on Sunday, when I would go to church in the very beginning, when I started off on the radio, I remember, sisters and brothers in church in Christ were like, but you speak so differently on radio opposed to how you speak with us right here. And I'm like, but I've always been that person. If I'm going to go to a meeting, I'm going for an interview, you can't expect to speak the same way when I'm with you or I'm at the village. You can't expect me to be speaking English at the village. No, I flow with everyone else. You can't expect me to speak all this, maybe words that you might not really get, with other people at church. I need to come down at everyone's level and let them understand me. But then when I'm on radio, I have to put on my professional jacket, you know, and speak in a manner that everybody else can clearly hear me and not really speak, street language. You understand? So you have to really also balance the two and treat and try to identify. One thing I did not want to do coming on radio is putting up an accent, because I felt like, you know, I love to be free. I'm that person who loves to be me. I can't pretend for long and I can't keep up with a certain image for long. That is me. Therefore I have to be original. I have to be authentic and I have to be myself. You understand? So in that, with that being said, I did not want to put up a squeaky voice or put up a particular accent, because I may not live up to it. And tomorrow when I come here, I've forgotten about it, you know, and you'll be wondering, but who is that speaking on the radio? So I felt like I should be myself. Just be me. Just be happy. Just be happy, Juju. Just be who you are, you know, and I believe in when you are yourself, people tend to love you for who you are than when you're trying to be someone else. And when they find out that this is you, they feel disappointed, you know. But if you had been you from the very get-go, from the very beginning. Yeah. Oh, not to forget also learning of new words. So radio has introduced me to different words, you know. Lately, I don't know why the word fraternity is in my mind a lot and on my tongue a lot, you know. I tend to mention, I just realized, wait, I'm mentioning this word a lot lately. And that's how it is. You grab one word, you become fascinated with it, and then along the way it becomes part of the vocabulary, but then you tend to drop it and get another word again. And English was my thing, you know, even in high school, I did English on higher level. You know, there was a friend who asked me, wait, did you, I don't know, but yeah, I remember telling them that I did English on higher level. And, because let me tell you why I did English on higher level, you all, because I wanted to escape the pronouns there. past, present, post, continuous past tense in verbs and adjectives, or I wanted to avoid all that. I was like, this is too much work for me to know. This is continuous past, present tense. And this is what and what. So I was like, I'm not going to bombard my head with something that I do. I literally didn't like that. Let's teach me what is a noun, what is a pronoun, what is a verb, what is a they. Let's end there. Why must we add past, continuous, present tense and all those other things? Until today, it's not something that I really like. So I remember the other day I was helping my son with homework, and that's exactly what we had to deal with. And so I was like, what he wanted to Google, what is what? And I'm like, but you did summary here. The teacher first taught you what is a pronoun, what is a noun, what is, and now you want to Google my phone. You read your homework and then. Yeah. So I was helping him. This is a pronoun. This is a noun. You see, it says it describes a place. It describes a name. Da, 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 and that kind of stuff. So I escaped that and went to do English on higher level. Why? Because the one is, was storytelling, and in exams were also part where you get to be asked questions and speak. And since I've come to realize speaking is one of my strongest points, listening is now coming in as well. So when I realized that speaking is one of my strongest points, I had no problem going for oral, what they call it, oral exams. And yeah, I scored quite okay. Better, but yeah, I scored okay in English, a higher level. So it was really something that helped. So learning, being on the radio, you learn new words, you learn new places, but mostly also your vocabulary improves. The way you construct a sentence, even in speaking, it improves greatly. It does improve greatly. I've heard someone say, even your English has improved greatly. I never thought about that. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, but it's true. It does improve because, I mean, you're talking to different people in different fields. People who have gone on to study, people who have done this and this and that, or people who have experienced meeting different people, people who have gone abroad and met other people. And so they adapt some of those very good character traits or speaking traits, and you pick up on that as well. It rubs off on you. Yeah. So, and you almost always updated. You're almost always updated, honestly. Even though I am in the media, right? I'm also very selective. I'm very selective on what I consume. It's not everything that I want to consume. And maybe because also the company I play for is more of fact-based than opinion-orientated and gossip sort of orientated, you know. So we want to deal with economics, you know. We want to deal with bread and butter issues. We want to deal with social issues that are worth talking about, that are worth, if maybe we raise awareness about them, they will, you know, cause certain people to really play their part. So yeah, so it's something that I it has also rubbed off on me, that there are certain news that I want to consume and there are certain things I do not want to consume at all. So that too has its part to play. And I guess it shapes who you are, you know, it shapes who you are as a person. If you're already a person who is not interested in unnecessary news that is not beneficial to you or beneficial to the people around you, who is not going to be beneficial in some sort of way, or is not positive news, then you really would want to stay away from it. But nonetheless, let's pause right here now for a musical break. We'll probably take two or so, but you're welcome. Our studio line is open, 0832-888-401. The number in studio, I repeat that slowly, 0812-888-401 is the number in studio. Please come through and air opinions and contributions, perhaps ask a question. Let's pause here for now. I'll see you after the musical break. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong one that... Sniffing up drugs all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. For grown-looking girls who's only 10, the ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV, you can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow, you're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice, you don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. Came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred.
Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I know I can be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. When I was very young, I remember this as one of the songs that I really loved looking at on TV. Because it made me realize that yes, I can achieve the goals that I want to achieve. I can be where I want to be if I set my heart on it and I work hard at it. And I think it's a message also to the young ones out there to say, you know what? Work hard at what you want to do and you will succeed. You will, reach your goal. Of course, sometimes, your goal might be dented by something or whatsoever, but you know, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You know, I believe the Lord redirected my steps and my foot and brought me into the media industry. And reflecting back and looking back at the time when I probably would have come in when I was 19, I would have made a lot of mistakes that I would have regretted and would have needed to correct probably in my adult era. And yeah, and I'm so glad that I actually came in as an adult, having gone through life and situations that taught me certain things. And I was more matured when I came in, and I think I'm very grateful for that particular one. Yeah.
Version hung with the wrong person, got a strong one. Sniffing up drugs all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. For grown looking girls who's only 10, the ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV, you can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful. Some
life lessons. Good evening.
Good evening, happy Jojo.
Good evening, sir.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
You guys were not really sort out the network of the what? From, I'm calling from the court.
Okay.
We cannot hear you guys.
How is that?
Since last year.
Oh wow! I'm very.
We are in the darkness. We know most aggressive or nothing.
I hear you, man. I do hear you. Have you? Sorry.
Yeah, we used to follow from the Atmos.
Yeah.
I hope your name is resonating with your character. Happy Juju.
What do you think? But what do you think?
Yeah, the way you used to present, you are one of the Lockstar employees.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you had been listening to the conversation today, I was reflecting on my journey as a radio presenter right here at Eagle FM. I think it would have been helpful. But yeah, I get a lot of people that say my name resonates with my character. So yeah.
Yeah.
But you do listen to us via the app, right?
Yeah, I'm talking on behalf of people that are underprivileged.
I hear you. I hear you. I really do. But I do trust that. I do hear some people say it sometimes comes back and.
Oh. And then,
yeah. Yeah. But what I would recommend for now is definitely the app and the website, and especially if you have Wi-Fi at home.
Yeah, following there. Yeah,
yeah, great.
Because AGLOSM is our university.
I say the same thing today.
Yeah.
I say the same thing today. I said Eagle FM has really been a university for me. It has really, even me being a presenter here, it has really taught me. Okay. It is really our university. Our university.
Yeah.
What did you say your name is?
Josie.
Josie, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Radio Day. Well, yeah. It was World Radio Day yesterday. What do you have to say about radio in this modern day?
The radio it has been really it has been really instrumental to our life, most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person behind the mic, they are always empathetic with the situation of the person.
Mm.
Whenever they are reporting, they are always trying to report the the factual news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they always try to bring news to the people, to inform, to entertain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And to educate.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And that's really our goal.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time for us.
Okay, miss.
Keep listening.
Keep well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I said, our studio line is open. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. 083-288-401.
Men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking ice. You don't want to be my agent, can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to
be.
If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold when gold.
Life was... lessons. Good evening.
Hello, good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Okay.
Yes, no, thank you so much, Mem Dahafa.
Okay.
We I've actually been following today's session.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on behalf of others, I would say thank you so much for your presence and your grace on the on Eagle FM.
Mm-hmm.
But however,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to request, there was this topic, I think you also said it.
Okay.
The topic that was discussed the other time on false prophets and all.
Mm.
I'm so sorry, it's not related to today's discussion, but I was requesting, is it possible maybe perhaps to bring that topic again?
Okay.
Because I felt like on that day that there was so much engagement and so much learning that was going on, but then also time was not really on the side.
Okay.
And I don't know. I was just to request on that.
Okay. Perhaps it's something I can actually look into. I don't think we can ever actually exhaust that topic, considering on how rampant the situation has become. Mm-hmm. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling us from?
You're speaking to Marcus.
Okay.
Calling from Mindoka.
Okay. Nice to hear from you, Marcus, and thank you for that request. I'll look into it.
Thank you so much, Ma'am Dafa.
Sure.
No,
okay. And of course, there you had it from another caller. Our studio line is very much open. 083-288-401 is the number in studio.
Converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
Oh, yes. And we are back from the musical break. And you know what? I just came to realize, I'm beginning to realize that indeed, you know, radio gives you that platform to really make impact. I sure hope that I'm making impact even in one little way. And for you, if you're aspiring to be, a radio presenter, radio journalist, host, please don't give up on your dreams. All I can say to you is that come in and be authentic. Right? Stand on your roots and be grounded in who you are. That way you are able to stand out from the crowd. Dare to be different, right? Dare to be unique and different. And you know, if your dreams don't scare you, then apparently maybe they're not dreams, actually. So being on the radio, it has made me have desires to interview particular people. Can you believe it? I'm going to tell you one of my dreams. It's my dream that one day I get to interview Donald Trump. Yeah. for real. I would one day to sit, you know, mic across each other, lights, set, action, camera. A very good evening to you, Mr. President Donald Trump. I am your host, Nafa Happy Juju, and I have some questions to ask you. Yeah, so really, radio has given me that opportunity to dream big and say, I would love to interview the CEO of Ethiopian Airlines, you know, the person in charge. I want to ask them questions of what Africa or Namibia, even though Ethiopia is still in Africa, Namibia per se can do to ensure that when we revive our airline, what things do we have to put in place? You know what? I didn't tell you all when I actually came from my holiday in December. I was counting, at least I was trying to have an idea of to count how many airplanes were there at the airport at Addis Ababa airport in Ethiopia. And I counted more than 30 something big, huge planes, right? And that is just one airport, you know. And you know that they have an academy, to train pilots. And I'm telling you, it's just, it has fascinated me to say, oh my word. If I just specifically go to Ethiopia on a mission to investigate and what we call perhaps investigative journalism and get to ask the questions and interview those people and come and feed you all with the information right here on Eagle FM. I think that would be one of my goals or one of my dreams box ticked, right? Yeah. So they say, really, if your dreams don't scare you, then yeah. So, but then that desire was brought alive because of the opportunity to be right here behind this mic and to be behind or behind a brand or in a brand that really promotes education, that we can rightly say it is our university that is educating us for free, you know, that is giving us the right information, the right knowledge. And even us presenters, you know, we want to challenge ourselves. You don't want to be, at least for some, you don't want to be, you know, somebody who is just giving the bare minimum. You really want to put in the effort. You want to play your part so that a particular story that you get to tell or particular people that you get to interview and question, you are asking and questioning them, based on things that are relevant and that you can benefit from in knowledge and understanding, and that other people, the listeners can benefit from in knowledge and understanding. And that on its own, it's not something I really take for granted. You know, media is a tool and it has, the power to really set a narrative out there, you know, and media radio itself on its own is a powerful tool. Even in this modern day and era, people still listen to the radio, want to listen to the radio. Of course, some people have cell phones and some listen via phones. And we know with apps now, like for instance, our app, the Eagle FM app, and with the website and Facebook, you are able to be really updated. You are able to hear what happened if you missed out. And I think that is technology that is just enhancing, you know, the platforms or the opportunities or the avenues for one to actually be able to still listen to their favorite radio station and listen to those insightful and educative formats. But yeah, nonetheless, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace yet again, and we'll be back with the music. We'll take a musical break as well. Stay tuned right here on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
By the way, because I'm not.
always has been, and I think always will be one of my favorite songs, Happy by Pharrell Williams. Now, of course, I did perhaps forget to see another aspect of radio, and what it has done in my life is boost my confidence. Now, I've always been a very confident woman. That has been me. I'm a confident teenager, confident youth. But being on the radio has really skyrocketed my confidence. You know, it has really spiked up my confidence level, because, you know, somehow you become motivated and encouraged to be in the same room with really big people, people with big titles, and you're not made to feel small at all. You're made to feel like you belong in that room. You understand? You're made to feel very important. And I must also really give credit to companies and society itself out there, to the respect and the honor and the appreciation they give to those in the radio fraternity or the media fraternity. And really, it's something worth applauding. So it has really boosted my confidence level. And, you know, there was a time I deliberately decided that, you know what, I need to upgrade my wardrobe and look presentable as what my company has laid out, or the job. As let me live up to my job description. Let me put it like that. Let me live up to my job description. As much as I'm behind the scenes, let me live up to my, you know, job description in terms of dressing presentably, you know, because when you are a radio presenter, radio journalist, when you are in the media, you are representing the brand even when you are not active on duty. You know, you ought to present yourself in a professional manner and carry yourself with dignity, and even your personality, you know, has to really align with what you're doing. You know, you can't really be out there, and as a result, you become also confident and careful with the way you carry yourself. Well, apart from being a Christian with high ethical and moral standards and integrity already, the fact that you're in the media, you also reflect on certain things that you cannot do or cannot be caught doing, for that matter, majorly because, hey, I need to uphold the torch in front of the people or even behind the scenes. You understand? So it comes with a level of integrity. But apart from that, for the fact that I'm a Christian, with high moral standards already, it pounds on your heart, you know, that you can't just do whatever you feel like doing, especially when it doesn't align with what God wants you to, it to align. But then the fact that, you are in a particular company or in a particular a brand, you also have to uphold yourself in a professional manner. Yeah, so that's also one thing that I wouldn't want to leave out. The confidence level, it really boosts your confidence because, I mean, you're knowledgeable on certain things. You are in spaces with certain people and you are really valued and appreciated, and that on its own is thumbs up. I'm telling you, it is really worth being, is worthy of applaud. So reflecting on my journey as a radio presenter, journalist, and adding to that also another title that I normally don't put out there, but should be, you know, especially when you're the one producing what the content that you're putting out there, whether in terms of life lessons or news broadcasting. And also let me add that particular title, which is also befitting being also a producer, because, you know, you produce your own show and whatnot with the guidance, of course, and assistance of colleagues. So even being that, being a radio presenter, journalist, slash producer, has really taught me a lot, has really made impact in my life that I look forward, and I see a great journey ahead of me based on where the Lord is taking me and by God's grace. So it's something that I believe will open up avenues in terms of also meeting new people and avenues of in terms of opportunities to interview people that I always wanted to interview, and perhaps new people that I'm going to meet, and that, yeah, engaging with them and sitting down with them and having really interesting conversations. You know, I'm this person that I feel like stories need to be told. We need to know, like, if, for instance, the people that are serving us, we need to hear from them. Let's hear their ideas. Let's find out how they got there. You know, let's talk to the Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture, Madame Sanit Steenkamp, and understand her passion for education. Where did it stem from? Let's ask about her upbringing. From childhood, did she always like education? Because she was already in our eyes when she was the deputy minister, you know, before she was appointed minister. And for some of us who have really gone on to see how involved she was then, I certainly appreciated her appointment, you know, as being so I'm of the opinion, let's understand, let's hear from our leaders themselves, let's hear from the horse's mouth itself, let's hear from President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah speaking to us right here on Eagle FM and telling us about her journey as a young girl. Did she ever had a dream that perhaps one day she's going to be president, or did it just happen perhaps in her last years towards before becoming the president, that it dawned on her that one day she's going to be a president? Or was there a word that was perhaps spoken to her by her parents, by her mom, her dad, or somebody that gave her an idea that one day she's going to be, you know, where she is, she's going to be the commander-in-chief? And, you know, this also makes me realize something, you all, as I tell my journey of being in the radio, and specifically, of course, of being on Eagle FM. It makes me realize that, you know what, no matter what challenges may come your way, where God intends to put you, He will certainly put you there. But you have to remain true to yourself. You have to remain true to your faith and to your calling, you know. Because, you know, I was listening recently to a particular message by Pastor Paul Ricker about, it's about what God has promised you will surely come to pass. Because, you know, there are times where you're really down and you're questioning, your existence. You're questioning your impact in life, whether you would really reach the goals that you desire to do, you know. And those thoughts, there were times when they were very dominant in my head. And honestly, it's messages that like this that really encouraged me, that got me motivated. And I think because the pastor I listen to, his English is quite articulated, and he makes correction, you know, to say, corrects the congregants to say, no, you don't pronounce it like that. That also has played its part in my life. So really, that was listening to that message encouraged me to say that great things are ahead of you. Just remain true and factual, and remain honest, and be a person of integrity even when nobody else is watching. So even working in the radio industry right here, you know, it's up to me, and I owe it to myself. It's my responsibility to ensure that I remain truthful, I remain honest and factual, even to my employer, should I want blessings in life out there. Because what you sow, you will surely reap, you know. And that is what most people have not realized. You know, when we put very little attention into what we are doing, you know, we indirectly sow nothing or sow little, and we will reap little. But when you sow to the fullest with your whole heart and mind and spirit, body and soul, you will tend to reap a bountiful harvest. So even in our workspace, wherever you may be finding yourself, you're probably not in the radio industry, as I am, as I've been narrating my story. You're probably not in the media industry, but you have a call on you. There's a call on you to be committed, to be faithful, to stay true to your employer, and to stay true to your company. ethics, to have integrity, to have accountability. And you know, I always explain integrity to say doing the right thing even when nobody is watching. So it's very important that we really play our part and we put ourselves out there. Sometimes our work, and in most cases, our work does speak for us. And yeah, you just never know. So be factual, you know. And I think speaking to my colleagues in the media industry, I would say, let us be respectful and honest, and let's treat all people the same, and let's not go about being negative, you know. And also, let's remain, as much as we advocate for the right thing, let's do the right thing ourselves, even behind closed doors. And of course, remain factual, and let's not run around stories just for gossip's sakes, but rather let's want to empower, improve and make an impact in people's life. Yeah, let's rather empower, improve also in what we're doing, and make impact in people's life with what we are reporting. So with that being said, you know, I think I would just want to congratulate, or to say Happy Radio Day, although this was Radio Day was yesterday. Happy Radio Day to every presenter, every radio presenter, every journalist out there, every producer, every production person, production team, production assistant, every designer, every supervisor, even to those that had a dream and a vision for the radio, and they went out and made it happen. A very big thanks to all of them. And I think a big applaud to Mr. John Walenga himself for bringing the vision of Eagle FM to life. And yeah, it's worth something, really applaud. And not only that, for Eagle FM being a talk radio station, I appreciate that myself so much. And I think you will understand why, because I've cut down on secular music already many years ago, before I even gave my life to Christ. Maybe I was in a transition at that time, and so I wouldn't want to be infected, right, with music that I've done away with for particular reasons. And so here is a platform that offers me the space to educate and not play music during the week. Who would say no to that, you know? And even during weekends, when you get to play the music, it's up to you. It's not all set. It's not algorithmically. Yeah. It's not an algorithm of, you know, it's not already set. So it's up to you, really. And of course, you choose that which aligns with you, aligns with your faith, and aligns, with your purpose. And yeah, so hence why I do say right here on Eagle FM, I've been given the platform to be myself, regardless of my faith and my religious belief. And to that, I am so very grateful. More beautiful things I could have told you about the brand I play for you all. But yeah, time right now will not exactly permit me. But nonetheless, at this point, I just want to say thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And yeah, I sure hope that you enjoyed this one. Now, should you be interested in listening to it further, it will be up on our podcast session, and you can always listen to it if you have downloaded the app, or perhaps listen to it via the website. Now, from me, the half a happy Juju, I come to say now my goodbyes. At this point, I would say take care and be safe out there, and do the right thing even when no one is looking. Have integrity with running through your veins, right? So yeah, from me, it is goodbye. Adios. Ciao, ciao. I'll see you again. Same time, same place, same website, same radio frequency, and same app, that is Eagle FM Namibia. Good night, and have yourself a wonderful Sunday, tomorrow, and the rest of a Saturday evening.